Hey, Seekers, have you about had a gutful of their disaster? Remember ours? Ooh, I can't seem to forget 2005 and Hurricane Katrina. Well, in the weeks leading up to X-Day, Seekers, you're going to get to hear it all. The entire Hurricane Spectacular, beginning with Chapter 1, which I called Hell and High Water. Enjoy.
It doesn't look so hot.
We'll be broadcasting in a few minutes. The mobile unit is also getting ready.
Good. Keep it up. The world's depending on us.
Okay.
You are about to hear Bob's Slap Pound Funhouse with parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the church of subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and to pass no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Are you ready, girls?
Yeah, whatever.
All set?
All right, let amateur night in Dixie commence.
At last.
When my bad dream came to me, piercing the future's veil right through.
Is Louisiana, where the fun begins. And Old Man River, well, he helps carry that fun throughout the state. Yes, from the mouth of the Mississippi at the Gulf of Mexico to the Delta region, Louisiana's got fun and fun people. Like at the mouth of the river, we've got probably the most fun people of the state.
Denizens of New Orleans' lower depths, its back streets, its out-of-the-way neighborhoods, its odd speech, its ethnic whites, incredibly true-to-life dialogue, and the zaniest series of high and low comic adventures.
Oh, what in heaven's name is he talking about?
In such poor taste. This is making me so depressed.
Come on, man, cheer up. World's gonna end in 10 minutes anyway.
Long before the Superdome, where the Saints of football play, lived a city.
The land of those creepy dreams. Oh, there's a Garden of Eden. Do you know what I mean? Creole baby with flashing eyes, softly whisper with tender sighs. And then you stop. Oh, won't you give you a little smile? And then you stop. You bet your life you live a little while.
Is, on the other hand, a comfortable metropolis which has a certain apathy and stagnation which I find inoffensive. At least its climate is mild.
I think not.
Why?
Hurricane winds can toss debris that will shatter even well-protected doors and windows. You should expect winds of 74 miles an hour or greater, or dangerously high water and storm surges.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
The witness made the drinky-drinky motion.
As far as the threat from natural disasters, from hurricanes, we sort of push that to the side and say, well, didn't happen last year. You know, it didn't happen the year before, so maybe we'll slip by again.
Oh, yeah?
That's what you think.
I think not.
Look, I don't know what the hell your point is.
To defend against the tide that rushes in on them, construct a bulwark to drive the sea from land.
What the hell are you talking about?
Wacko.
All right, mighty fine.
Whatever you say, pal.
Move right along here.
The money was in place. But now, because of the issues of Homeland Security, that money has been diverted. The project has been postponed, and we don't know when it will be completed, if ever.
This move was predictable.
In the same manner, those banks were made.
Anything for a buck.
Well observed.
The one who built them did not make them as high or thick, whoever he was. Why, what a marvel.
So that's very, very frustrating to have to deal with that.
I only hope there's no leak.
Old Man River, Old Man River, don't say nothing, he must know something. Old Man River keeps on rolling along.
The Mississippi River is famed in atrocious song and verse. The most prevalent motif is one which attempts to make of the river an ersatz father figure. Actually, the Mississippi River is a treacherous and sinister body of water whose eddies and currents yearly claim many lives. I have never known anyone who would even venture to stick his toe in its polluted brown waters, which seethe with sewage, industrial wastes, and deadly insecticides. Even the fish are dying. Therefore, the Mississippi as Father God, Moses, Daddy, Phallus, Pops, is an altogether false motif, begun, I would imagine, by that dreary fraud Mark Twain.
So look out for me, oh mighty water, your mystery, hearty and wise, and I got a need for going selfish, and I got a need to climb upon your back and ride.
Got a problem?
Where's Uncle George?
Uncle George, oh, he's in the den typing. Why don't you run in and say hello to him, but don't disturb him.
We won't.
All right.
And so we're constantly...
George was pasting the article in the Junior Achievement scrapbook that was one of his mementos from his last semester at school. George's mother, on the other side of the living room, hopefully watched her son work on his school scrapbook. She and his father didn't seem to be able to do anything with him. What chance did a boy without a high school education have nowadays? What could he do?
Depends on how far a man wants to go for a couple of $1 million.
Ask the president.
There was something funny about the whole business.
You just can't shake that off. Not a couple of million.
I mean, that is big. That is not nothing.
Maybe there's no oil there at all. Yeah, that's what you think. Here's the tape from the seismograph.
Holy smokes!
The oscillation of this line proves that there's definitely oil there. And a lot of it.
Meaning? Ask the president.
Gosh, you're dumb.
I'm going to try to keep forgetting this.
We've got to get our act together. This is... President nodded.
I'm thrilled and honored.
That's my voice.
The choicest iron comprises his head, but the right foot of clay on it, more weight than on the left is pressed.
Sign here.
He picked up a black fountain pen from his blotter and affixed his signature to the bottom of the document.
Get it?
Now the fun begins.
The right foot bears a crack. A fissure dripping tears.
The final hour is approaching for the people of Earth.
That's great.
Give it to me straight. I can take it.
They said the government triggered the wetlands crisis when it tamed the Mississippi River.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, right.
Now they want to unleash the river to undo the damage.
What?
Oh, no.
Isn't that wonderful?
No.
Eyes are tight, everybody. Goofball.
It's science run amok.
The ball given up such a weird, fantastic, and impractical plan as contemplated by the defendant is capable of fomenting a disturbance from which the country may not soon recover.
Yeah,
it is our duty to stop.
How do we know?
It's terrible.
Meanwhile, far below the Earth's surface,
everything was quiet and kind of peaceful like.
What's that?
My God, what is that? What?
To speak in the vernacular of the peasantry, it's a storm blowing up a whopper.
Hurricanes bring high winds that can damage property. Bring in lawn furniture, toys, and garden tools. If you can't bring them indoors, anchor them to a permanent fixture so they don't blow away and cause even more damage.
Ooh, I better go take down the manger scene. If baby Jesus got loose, he could really do some damage.
Mama said it was raining on the day that I was born. And it rained the day that Daddy passed away. Now every time it rains, it tears into my brain. And today is gonna be a rainy day. Walked away. The clouds are here, and soon the rain will fall. And the rain that falls today will wash my world away. And this will be the biggest storm of all. First met you, I thought my luck would change. Your shining face turned all the clouds away. Now as I sit crying, the clouds are back again. Today is gonna be a rainy day. It's gonna rain today, 'cause you just walked away. The clouds are here, and soon the rain will fall. And the rain that falls today, biggest storm of all. And this will be the biggest storm of all.
He was probably quaffing a liquid lunch in one of the many taverns in the vicinity of our organization. There is a bar on every corner in the neighborhood, an indication that salaries in the area are abysmally low. On particularly desperate blocks, there are three or four bars at every intersection.
Here, here. Muscle relaxant, and quickly, please, the world's about to end.
Oh, yes, sir. Nice weather for you.
Last orders, please!
This failure to make contact with reality is, however, characteristic of almost all of America's art. Any connection between American art and American nature is purely coincidental. But this is only because the nation as a whole has no contact with reality. That is only one of the reasons why I have always been forced to exist on the fringes of its society, consigned to the limbo reserved for those who do know reality when they see it.
Plan ahead to survive the next hurricane.
A hurricane watch is issued when there is a threat of hurricane conditions within a 24 to 36 hour period. You may still have time to take precautions. If there is a hurricane warning, you may be advised to evacuate the area. Make sure that there's plenty of fuel in your car. If you're advised to evacuate, you may have to drive up to 50 miles to reach safety. Check the contents of your emergency supply kit and fill plastic water bottles with 1 gallon of fresh water per person per day.
Listen to this station.
Look, I've spilled my martini on my most priceless jacket.
From FEMA.
This party stinks.
Let's go to a smart bar.
Where's my coat?
Let's go to a smart bar.
This is making me so depressed.
Let's go to a smart bar.
Let's go to San Francisco.
You're the camel.
Whee!
Oh, what in heaven's name is he talking about?
Mike! Adios! Hasta luego!
best way out of here.
The best way.
Come on, let's get out of here.
Oh, no, you won't. You're going to stay here.
He really didn't have enough money to go anywhere.
Oh, Dad.
The best thing was to stay at home for a while.
I gotta get out of here.
The Greyhound bus line is sufficiently menacing to make me accept my status quo, and I am certainly not perverse enough to attempt air travel, even if I were able to afford it. Actually, even riding in a car affects me enough. Of course, the worst thing is riding on top in one of those Greyhound scenic cruisers. So high up, I vomited several times. I shall not leave. No one can deter me.
Get out of my trailer. I won't get out. Gotta get out of here.
Load up that Land Rover in the garage, pick up Dutch and the kids, and head for the hill.
Yeah.
You really made it.
I think I'll go pick up some stuff for you.
You crazy bitch!
Where are you going with that suitcase in your hand? Don't you know, boy, that's all what we plan. Suitcase in your hand. It's full of money, full of change. You're never making it outside, everyone's strange. Where are you going with that suitcase in your hand? Yeah. Everyone is chained to the money. Everyone is chained to it, honey. Everyone is chained to the money, money. I said,
Monday, a Tuesday, just as bad. The call, it's stormy Monday.
It's a twister, it's a twister.
I am where all light is mute, with a bellowing like the ocean, turbulent in a storm of warring winds, the hurricane of hell in perpetual motion, sweeping the ravaged spirits as it rends, twists, and torments them. I saw souls come uttering cries, wind-tossed and lofted by the storm. Master, I cried, who are these people by black air oppressed?
The answer is floating away.
Oh, this is terrible. Terrible.
Yeah. Look over there at that wrecked fuselage. What wasn't smashed seems to have been burned.
Yes, it's no use. Nothing. Not even a clue the size of a pea. We wanted to examine the wreckage, but some tough guy wouldn't let us go near it.
Well, why didn't you show him your credentials, Kay?
I did, but he said there might be an explosion.
What?
And it...
Why, there couldn't be any possibility of an explosion now.
When will they learn?
Oh, God, I've been misinformed.
Jim, get up! They're after us. We ain't got a minute to lose.
I ain't got all the provisions aboard yet.
Forget that! Just shove her out. Now lay into that pole, Jim.
This is happening way too fast.
And out.
Look out for me, oh, muddy water. Your mysteries are deep and wide. And I got a need for going someplace. And I got a need to climb upon your back and ride.
Looking up, he saw the Mississippi beginning to descend over the foot of Canal Street.
Oh, Jesus, when are you going to cut me some slack, huh?
The question that the world is asking right now,
why did God let this happen?
God can use nature. He can use the elements he has in the past, and he can. We read newspapers of catastrophes that have taken place in the world, and a hurricane comes and sweeps a town or a city off of the face of the earth. Scores die. God shatters cities, buildings crumble, and the earth opens up and swallows humanity, and the newspapers and the news media calls it an act of Satan. The terrible storms that rip through this planet Earth and cause so much destruction, has it ever entered your mind? Has it ever entered your mind? Well, why do people die, Brother Swagger? They die because of the evil from God, prince of the powers of the air. He steals, he kills, he destroys. God is a death God. That's the kind of God he is. Stop and think a moment. God is the despot. God is the dictator. God is the fast gun riding at high noon wearing a black hat. God is an enemy.
If it keeps on raining, the levee's gonna break. Oh, if it keeps on raining, the levee's gonna break. Oh, when the levee breaks, we got no place to stay.
You think of God and there is an acid taste on your tongue because you see him as arbitrarily reaching down without thought and snatching something away that means more to you than anything in the world.
The mean old levee talking to weep and moan. The mean old levee talking to weep and moan. You know what God would have taken to make a mountain man leave his home. Oh well, oh well, oh well.
How many of you have thought those things? How many of you have a television that's been in your mind? It's turned you off. Deep down inside, the question looms. It eats like bitter dregs. What kind of God is that? Who would want to serve him? Because God is a killer. God is a destructor. He's a destroyer. He is long-suffering, not willing that any should be left alive.
Oh, don't it make you feel bad when you're trying to find your way? Go. Well, when you're going down south and there's no one to do, so you go down to below.
God loves the caskets as much as we do. God loves the tombstones in the cemeteries as much as we do.
Well, prayer won't help you. Well, prayer won't do you no good. Well, crying won't help you. Well, prayer won't do you no good. Cause when the levee breaks, oh, mama, you got to move. Oh, last night I sat on the levee and moaned. Oh, last night I sat on the levee and moaned. Oh, thinking about my baby and my happy home. I'm gonna take it down to the low, baby. I'm going down. I'm going down now. I'm going down. I'm going down. I'm going down. I'm going down. I'm going down Mississippi. To the low, Mississippi.
It's an emergency. Maroon alert.
Everything was going wrong.
We had a storm, but then before we could come in and begin the rescue effort and the evacuation effort, we had a second catastrophe. That was the levee breaking and the flood coming.
19% of all flooding occurs outside the identified flood hazard area.
Oh, honey, don't be so naive. That's how the world works.
We've had to contend with the fact that it's very difficult to move around. The flooding has also had an impact on the availability of buses. It's had an impact on the availability of gas and drivers.
How do we know that?
Silence! Silence, you perverts!
let me reassure you, your fears are groundless and your complaints moronic.
That's good.
This film will explain everything to you in words that you can understand.
This is a public service message from FEMA. Go to the basement or to an inside hallway at the lowest level you can safely reach. Get under a piece of sturdy furniture, such as a workbench or a heavy table or desk, and hold onto it tightly.
This could be bad advice.
What do you need right now to get control of this situation?
I need 500 buses, man. We were talking about, you know, one of the briefings we had, they were talking about getting, public school bus drivers to come down here and bus people out here. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. This is a national disaster. Get every doggone Greyhound bus line in the country and get their asses moving to New Orleans. That's they thinking small, man, and this is a major, major, major deal.
But you know, Tuesday just as bad.
And that's reality.
Yes, it is.
I was of the city that chose to leave.
I wouldn't worry too much about selling out.
I could never really accept the party line, where it kept changing. Monday's truth would be Tuesday's lie. I could never really manage that. And then I started thinking for myself and asking questions, and then...
We're not going to allow it.
Oh, my God!
Run, folks. He might kill us all.
The gyre had widened. The great chain of being had snapped like so many paper clips strung together by some drooling idiot. Death, destruction, anarchy, progress, ambition, and self-improvement were to be his new fate. And a vicious fate it was to be. Now he was faced with the perversion of having to go to work.
No goodness whatever adorning his memory, arrogant in his vice, was that one when he lived.
Understand. The relief efforts and the extent of the relief efforts and the progress of the relief efforts. After all, we're dealing with one of the largest relief efforts in our nation's history.
From time to time, well, maybe a lot, he would doze off in meetings. Perhaps fall sound asleep is a better description. He'd sleep solidly for a few seconds and then awaken as though he'd not missed a beat of the discussion. We marveled at his ability to catnap and at what became known as the recovery factor. This might consist of waking up and immediately writing something, anything, on a pad, or a vigorous nod of approval as the speaker made what might have been a telling point, though he hadn't heard a word of the presentation.
The federal government will do its part to help the victims of Hurricane Katrina. But the private sector needs to do its part as well.
Trade from people like you is the kiss of death.
And that's why I've asked Presidents Bush and Clinton to lead a nationwide fundraising effort.
I knew that I still had to behave lawfully without being particularly helpful.
But worst of all was the disgrace.
Did I want this to come out? No. Was I embarrassed about it? Yes, absolutely.
How unbelievably gross.
First of all, you can't take that personally. You got to
cut out the crap.
You've been drinking.
The truth. The president is, and I said no.
I didn't even know about it.
I wasn't aware.
No one should be telling anybody.
Why don't you go home? Sleep it off.
Now that's all I know to say about this. Constant, unrelenting leaks in the face is not sexual relations.
For the love of Bob, yeah.
It was no big deal.
It must have been urgent.
And how?
In the days ahead, the former presidents will ask Americans to open their hearts and their wallets to help those in need.
That gum!
Government, you sorry rack of Pratchett's. You got yourself an itch and you want me to scratch it. Where you that gum? Where you that gum?
And the federal government's got an important role to play.
If you believe you can come in here and wreak havoc, get ready, because we're prepared and we're not going to let you turn this into a lawless town.
Craig,
fish on the living, mama, water gonna overflow. Swamp's gonna rise, ain't no boats are gonna row. Now you can train on down to Williams Point, you can bust your feet and you can rock this joint, but oh, mama, ain't you gonna miss your best friend now? You're gonna have to find yourself another best friend somehow.
It'll happen to you.
That's reality.
George Bush is the Antichrist.
And who?
During the 60s, the Tug Valley Flood Control Commission was founded. The citizens needed a chairman, someone who knew and loved the river, someone who would stay awake at night while the populace slept. The newspaper carried the story. The headlines read, Mayor Bob was to be the chairman. After serving with great vigil through numerous floods, Mayor Bob never missed a flood. Then the waters came in the fall of 73. The river started rising. The people started worrying. Where's Honey Bob? The cry went out. The word finally came from all around. Mayor Bob is out of town.
Even the sheriff's out of town.
Oh, we can't have a flood without the mayor. We've got to have him on that phone. He's got to make those calls to check the rise and falls. Oh, we can't have a flood without the mayor. A check was made in Cincinnati at the hotel where the mayor stayed. All the people stood on Second Avenue, Lord, how they prayed. The rain kept a-coming, lightning and a-thundering, waiting for a big downpour that's liable to put us under. Where's the mayor? We gotta get him fast. Where's Mayor Bob? Where's he at? Let's move to the mountains, climb up in a tree. The bear's not around to help you and me. If we had a helicopter, we'd get him right away. But the mayor's in Cincinnati on this Tug River flooding day. Oh, we can't have a flood without the mayor. He's got to be here to check with Wilson Yeager. He's the king of the river rats. That's why we need him back. Oh, we can't have a flood without the mayor. The Reds were playing ball in Cincinnati. Pete Rose had just lined a double. A call came over the intercom. Mayor Bob, you in a heap of trouble. The people need you bad. Looks like the worst flood they ever had. The mayor checked with the planes, buses and trains, but there was no way to get back for the flooding. The flood stage was 27 feet. The river was 26 and 11 inches deep. It was just like that old river knew. That we can't have a flood without the mayor. And when he gets to that promised land, Noah from the Ark will say, Mayor, welcome today.
Oh. Soul selling, no good sons of a dead shoe fitting fire starters. I'll tear your no good god dang preambulatory bone frame and nail it to your government walls. All of you, you bastards. Dad gum!
Oh, we can't have a flood without the mayor.
Really?
I know you don't feel that way.
Well, I'm probably going to get in so much trouble it ain't even funny.
It's funny, because...
Now, you mean to tell me that a place where you probably have thousands of people that have died and thousands more that are dying every day, that we can't figure out a way to authorize the resources that we need? Come on, man. You know, I'm not one of those drug addicts. I am thinking very clearly. And I don't know whose problem it is. I don't know whether it's the governor's problem. I don't know whether it's the president's problem. But somebody needs to get their ass on a plane and figure this out right now.
And we shall learn more of his wisdom later.
Help! Help us!
She's holed up in the Elysian Fields project. She got spooked. She took off before I could get anything out of her.
Hold up.
Before you go farther, be aware that now you are in this, the second ring. Look well, for here one sees things which in words would be incredible.
Nobody's killing him!
On every side, I heard wailing voices.
For God's sake, everybody's coming. Nobody's coming to get
myself, and I get feeling funny when I'm alone. Those girls are down there, don't forget. And I can't stand being in the same house with them, as I can hear them screaming. Screaming and crying, and then I get all
dirty. Now go to your room, Fanning, and stay there until we summon you.
It was only playing. I won't ever...
Stop that jabbering and move. And don't try anything funny, or you'll be right down there with Susie, and how would you like that?
Oh, please change your mind.
Don't you look at me, freak.
Get to their homes. However, in spite of this urging and warning, streets and highways are packed with frantic people trying to reach their family or apparently to flee just anywhere. We repeat, the safest course of action at this time is simply to stay where you are.
For a vessel of the Coast Guard area in area waters, stand by for special instructions. Make search of all suspicious craft for blueprints.
For an urgent public safety message from FEMA. Hurricane force winds, rain, and floodwaters can make streets and bridges impassable. In a hurricane, you may be cut off from your home and family. That's why every family should have a family emergency communication plan, a plan for getting back together if you're ever separated during a disaster. Listen to this station for more information from local authorities and FEMA.
Police, attention. Stop and search all vehicles and persons leaving zone.
Stay in your homes. Stay in your homes. Those found without specific military orders are subject to summary execution. Stay in your homes. Repeat, Conrad Channel. This is a Class 1 emergency. All civilian traffic is barred from streets and highways.
Hey, where do you think you're going?
Daddy sends hogs.
Excellent. This message from FEMA Recovery Radio. Just stay put is the message from FEMA. FEMA Director Michael Brown.
Don't let your guard down. We often think that now the hurricane has moved out of this particular area that it's pretty safe. What they need to be cautious about is there'll still be floodwaters. There still may be some structural damage in the home that's not readily visible to the naked eye. There may be down power lines. There's certainly going to be a lot of debris in the area. So the dangers of the hurricane still exist. They need to be careful when they go back into those areas they live.
Try to be patient. Don't rush out and get in the way of emergency workers, endangering them and yourself. Federal and state help is on the way and will be ready for you when you're ready. FEMA will do everything possible to help victims get back on their feet. We'll be here as long as we're needed. This message from FEMA Recovery Radio.
They pushed through the dispersing crowd and started walking rapidly down Canal Street. They made slight splashing sounds in the cold dusk, reflecting in the streets dampened by the light mist that had been falling steadily for some time.
We got us a big crowd on Bourbon. Looked like we could have us a football game.
The irony involved caught my fancy, I must admit. Something from Joseph Conrad sprang to my mind, although I cannot seem to remember what it was at the time. Perhaps I likened myself to Kurtz in The Heart of Darkness, when, far from the trading company offices in Europe, he was faced with the ultimate horror. I do remember imagining myself in a pith helmet and white linen jodhpurs, my face enigmatic behind a veil of mosquito netting.
Oh, when I was just a little boy, standing in my daddy's knee, my papa said, don't you let a man get you and do what he's done to me, 'cause it'll get you. Get it right now. I could remember the 4th of July, running through the backwoods bay, and I could still hear my old hound dog barking, chasing down a hoodoo there, just chasing down a hoodoo there. Born on the bayou, born on the bayou, born on the bayou. Thank you. wish I was back on the bayou, rolling on some Cajun cream. I wish I was on some fast freight train, just chewing on down to New Orleans. Born on the bayou, born on the bayou, born on the bayou. Yes, I was.
Charlie, you must have fixed the heater on this darn Cadillac, because if it is not, I'll tell you for sure. Get 24. Charlie? I guess that noise, boy. What is it? Charlie! Where'd you go, man? That boy disappeared, too. I'm out here behind this thing. Charlie! You're scaring me, boy! Where'd you go? There's something. Something coming out there, man! What the heck is that? All these backwards, boy, there is nothing here that scares me, man.
We need help.
Oh, really?
Metropolitan area, people are stranded, and people are trying to reach them now.
Do all in our power to help.
Oh, yeah, right.
No, yes. Sir.
There ain't nobody that would lend me a helping hand. I've searched for help this land. I'm stuck in the mud, y'all. Oh, Lord, and I just can't seem to get out. I'm having trouble, and I'm having such a whole lot, y'all. And it's beyond, oh, beyond a shadow of doubt. I don't think you know what I'm talking about, listen. I'm going everywhere where there is something free, but I can't seem to find no one, no who wants to help me. I'm stuck in the mud, y'all. Oh, Lord, and I just can't seem to get out. I'm having trouble.
House. It's terrible, falling to pieces. And people here should know that, outside the state.
Can you do anything to help these people?
We have people coming to help.
Who's coming?
That's great.
What is that?
Help! Those jet skiers are headed right for a herd of men.
Let's warp them.
For God's sake!
Oh man, I just wish we could see their tears.
Nobody's coming to get us! Nobody's coming to get us! Everybody's promised! Nobody's coming to get us!
It brings a tear into my eyes. You've been gone.
Up here, thinking that we were going to have this rapid fire evacuation with, you know, choppers jumping down, etc. Already all lined up, all triaged, and then the feds apparently pulled the plug.
Warning, power failure.
Oh no!
Damn you!
Yes,
you said
your papa. Be assured, we'll do everything that is humanly possible. This is a matter which involves the military strength of our country.
This could be bad advice.
And how?
And Sergeant Rock is going to help me. Make the girl mine, keep the stood in line. And Sergeant Rock is going to help me. Make the girl mine, keep the stood in line. Make the girl mine, wave the victory sign.
Final hour is approaching for the people of Earth. Hear this. You are to command the forces that mop up. No one must survive. You are to seek out and kill every human being.
By your command.
Hey, that's funny.
Because it's true.
In the dark, the fight for the weapon went off and got one of our guardsmen in the leg.
As National Guard, the police won't even stop and talk to nobody.
Unleash the mighty United States military, and they have not let us down.
One magazine! Fire!
Help! It's a takeover! It's a violation of the Constitution!
I mean, you can't keep up with the number of rumors spreading so fast. Unless you hear this directly from law enforcement or us, then, you know, don't give any validity to this because it's creating a lot of problems.
But better look out, there ain't no explosion.
During the Tug Valley floods of 1963, residents of the Black Jim area of Pond Creek in Pike County were being evacuated by a Norfolk and Western engine. One of the women residents, who had had to move during many floods in the past, was overheard to say, "Another flood like that will do us in."
This is the FEMA Radio News Service.
Do you know that your homeowner's insurance doesn't cover flood damage? Prepare. Find out if your property is at risk and what your options are to avoid financial losses. Get flood insurance before a storm strikes.
That's great.
Another eyes on Pond Creek, another inch of rain, another foot of water, Lord, we'll never be the same. We ain't got no flood protection, not a sandbag can be found. We've lost all our possessions, and that's tree and dog just drowned.
And she drowned, but nobody's coming to get her.
Why couldn't they drop the 3,000-pound sandbags?
They said it was some pulleys that they had to manufacture, but, you know,
In a state of emergency, man, you are creative. You figure out ways to get stuff done. Then they told me that they went overnight and they built 17 concrete structures, and they had to pulleys on them, and they were going to drop them. I flew over that thing yesterday, and it's in the same shape that it was after the storm hit. There is nothing happening.
That's bull, man.
And they're feeding the public a line of bull, and it's spinning, and people are dying down here.
I will make brief answer. They have no hope of death, but a blind life so abject they envy any other fate.
Please kill me.
All right, I'll give you your chance.
Too long, a dinosaur man.
Nobody's coming to get him. Everybody's promised. Nobody's coming to get him.
So the next time you see him, shoot him. A smile.
There was shooting going on. There was sniping going on.
It's awful down here, man.
This Canadian thinks it's time to speak up for the Americans as the most generous and possibly the least appreciated people in all the world.
The rest of the world is unfair to the Americans. Do you remember the last time a Korean family adopted an American child? Did you ever receive a care package from Pakistan? The United States has sent millions of dollars in clothing abroad. And now, while young people are running around naked on their college campuses, has anybody sent them a pair of shorts?
Oh, that.
Nobody ever helps the Americans.
Nobody would even lend me 1 gallon of gas. Nobody helped.
I need any help with the coffin. Call me.
What am I going to do about it?
Well, all I need is some moonshine and someone playing the harmonica, and I'm as happy as a pig in flop.
Holy smokes!
What a mess.
So look out for me, oh, muddy water. Your mystery. Start deep and wide, and I got a need for going someplace, and I got a need to climb upon your back and ride.
A ride. Now that's a good idea.
Huh?
Come on, we're gonna go for a joyride.
Joyride.
What the
Whatever's been in there has been in there for years. We've been swimming in it. We've been playing in it. And we've been swallowing it. Ugh.
Oh, how awful.
We traveled on through a great arch of swamp between that slough and the dry bank, all the while with eyes turned towards those who swallow the muck below.
I shall perhaps recount that pilgrimage through the swamps, a journey into the desert from which I returned broken physically, mentally, and spiritually.
Is anyone here not a downer? Anyone?
We're doomed.
Leaving New Orleans also frightened me considerably. Outside of the city limits, the heart of darkness, the true wasteland begins.
What's the matter, honey? Are you lost?
I'm looking for my sister, Stella. My name is Blanche Dubois. I thought my life would be a Mardi Gras, a never-ending party. Ha! I'm a faded Southern dame without a dime.
Okay. Let's get cleaned up.
Time to drink before the bar's closed.
Where in the world did he come from?
He's truly mad.
Not even vaguely attractive.
Look!
What's that?
This is a public service message from FEMA. From FEMA.
Okay, I mean, I understand the anxiety of people on the ground. So there is frustration. But I want people to know there's a lot of help coming.
Help! Help us!
This is a public service message from FEMA.
Help!
Okay, I mean, I understand.
God dang old die, man. It is old die.
Look for me. When you see me coming, I may be running.
then I don't know. I may be tired of the running fever, but I'll be headed south to the mouth of the Ohio. So look out for me, oh muddy water. Your mysteries are deep and wide, and I gotta meet for going someplace, and I gotta meet to climb upon your back and ride.
Bitch, I'll f*** your ass up.
Don't you worry. We're leaving.
We certainly are. Now get in this go-kart and get us out of here.
Wait.
I mean, first of all, understand that when you do have to leave, make sure you have the kinds of things in the car that you're going to need. Cash, medicines.
Hold on. I left a lot of tablets behind, she said, and ran into the house. She came down the steps with another load and stopped on the brick sidewalk, turning to look at the house. Ignatius could tell that she was attempting to record the scene. Eliza crossing the ice with a particularly large subgenius in her arms.
Now my nerves are totally frayed.
We better get out of here, baby. She slid into the front seat and started the car. Where do you want to spend the night?
Spend the night? We're not spending the night anywhere. We must drive straight.
I've been in this car since yesterday morning. I'm about to drop dead.
Well, get across Lake Pontchartrain at least.
Okay. We can take the causeway and stop in Mandeville.
No! We can't stop there. The water's polluted. They're having an epidemic. Barges are always huddling into that causeway.
Then I'll take the old bridge to Slidell.
Yes, it's far safer anyway.
Ah, this is obviously some strange usage of the word safe that I wasn't previously aware of.
Let's get out of here. Quick!
Soul is lost, it's lost its way, it's been living in this lost highway.
I thought we'd make better time by taking this blue highway I found on the map.
It's a river.
Oh. We'll plunge into the lake and drown.
Look out for me, oh mighty water. Your mysteries are deep and wide. I got a need for going someplace. You're not gonna need to climb upon your back and ride.
This is a public service message from the This is a public service message from the Humpty.
I think that I'm beginning to bloat.
Even the river has bodies floating, but you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, how you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
I take responsibility.
Not.